Don't sell your car for less. Your car is worth more than you think. Visit Wheels for the Heart Buy Center across from CarMax in Jensen Beach, where we beat most written offers. And help put single mothers and their children in reliable transportation. Wheelsfromtheheart.org, 561-231-0108.
Hi, this is Pastor Sam Chess. It's my joy to pastor Grace Emmanuel Church in Port St. Lucie and to share God's Word four times each week right here on the Grace Alive radio program. Do you ever wish you could read Revelation without being scared out of your wits? Most people don't bother. They leave the chapters tightly shut. In spite of studying the book in seminary, I largely ignored it, but God pressed my face in it for 6 months and assured me it's not a book about fear. It's about victory. It's not about the Antichrist. He's a bit player who loses. It's not about Satan. He ends up in the lake of fire. The hero of the book is Jesus and the redeemed saints, us. We win for all eternity, ruling and reigning with Jesus. Preach that, God said, and I did. Out of those sermons came a book published by Morgan James Publishing, released March 17th, titled Unmasking Revelation. You can buy it anywhere books are sold or go to unmaskingrevelation.com, and I will send you along with a book free, a DVD of me teaching the material and two custom color charts. That's unmaskingrevelation.com.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. GatorSecurity.com.
And good morning. This is WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and we are coming to you with a week of miracles.
Yes.
And this morning I have Karen and David, Karen Hubbard, David Francoeur, who is with us here in the studio, and we are just going to be lifting up Jesus this week, David.
Yes, we are. Yeah, amazing stuff that God's doing in our lives and in the lives of our listeners.
Amen.
We're going to hear about some of that this week.
And Karen, welcome. Are you awake enough to say hello to everybody, or are you still kind of prying your eyeballs open a little bit there this morning?
A little bit of both.
And David came in, and he was, I saw the roar in his step, and I think it was just kind of awakening, too. So,
yeah.
Listen, it's a new morning. It's Monday morning. Trust that you had a wonderful Lord's Day yesterday as we celebrate the presence, the power, and the saving grace of a wonderful God who's redeemed us. We are coming to you this morning. This, you may say, what is going on? You know, normally we just have music rolling along here at 7 in the morning. We have not had a program in this spot for a few days. But we're coming to you because we are looking for God to provide the $30,000 shortfall that we as a ministry have that is needed, along with what has already been pledged, what's coming in. We need an additional $30,000 to carry us through the next 3 months. And so this would carry us through July, August, and September. And then, of course, in September, probably toward the end of September, we would come back and look to raise the funds for the next 6 months after that. But as you know, normally in the past, every 6 months, we would come to you, make a request known, and you all have just been so gracious, our family. We thank you so much for your faithfulness. And we want to just open up with prayer this morning. I'm going to read a few verses from the Psalms. We're going to be in Psalm 107. If you have your Bible and want to join us there, you can do that. Psalm 107. We'll be reading a bit from there. But we're just going to open with a moment of prayer and get right into the Psalm. And then we're going to open our phone lines right up. We are looking for God to provide in a wonderful way to each one of you, our listeners, with his tremendous favor and blessing. I know many of you have gone through some different times. We've all gone through very different times, but some of you have gone through seasons of increased blessings. Some have been going through some valleys of testing. But whatever you're going through, God still reigns today, and God is our mighty God. He loves us, gave his son for us. There isn't anything that he is not mindful of in regards to our life. Father, we thank you for this new day. Thank you, Father, for this June date. Father, that you've given each of us life, and we welcome you to rule, to reign in our lives and over our state of Florida, over the East Coast and up and down the coast of the United States, across the nation, into the White House, Father, from our house to every house, those who are rising up this morning, children who are awakening, mothers, businessmen and women who are headed out to work, various occupations will be attended by the kingdom of God today. Some are in hospitals, and we're mindful of them. Pray for them, Lord. You are our healer today. We think of those in nursing homes, and we lift them up. Pray for comfort, strength, and peace, Father, that you would be with each one of our families. Those that are driving today, keep us safe on the road. And Lord, fill this day with your grace and your glory. Lord, we're asking you for a miraculous week. We're asking you for a week of miracles. We're asking you, Lord, to show up and to show off in this day, in my life, in your people's lives. And Father, for this ministry, WCNO, this is your ministry, God, and you are our provider. And as we come before you and we come before our family and say, Lord, provide for us the $30,000 that is a shortfall over the next 3 months, and we trust you and we fully expect, anticipate, and praise you in advance for providing for your people abundantly above and beyond what we could ask or ever think. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, we're going to be taking your calls, and we're going to read a psalm here, but I want Karen to give all those numbers out, and we are asking for those of you who have a prayer request, a praise report, to call us, let us know about that, and we're asking for those of you who are able to be a part of this week of miracles. You know, David, this could happen this morning.
It could.
We're $30,000 short. We're looking at picking up the shortfall that we have as a ministry, which covers us for the next 3 months. That is, if everyone continues to give as they are and what's been pledged, we're about $30,000 short. And I know that the enemy thought that this coronavirus would take us down, but it's not taking us down. We have too big of a God lifting us up.
Amen.
And so we are not discouraged, we're not depressed, we're not distressed, we're moving forward in Jesus' name. We're confident that God is blessing his people, God has provided. Some will call in and say, I can give more. Some will call in and say, I was not able to give back 3 months ago when you had prayer and share, but I'm able to give today. And some may say, I've never given to Christian radio, but today I'm going to be a part of this week of miracles as we raise the funds that are needed for the next 3 months to cover the shortfall here at WCNO. And so we're going to read the scriptures first. Before we do that, Karen's going to give out the numbers because the lines are already open.
We have a toll-free number, 888-221-8990, which you can use from anywhere. We've got a local number, 772-221-1100. And you can go to our website, WCNO.com. And also, you can make a credit card donation by texting WCNO to 24365.
All right. Very nicely done there. I think she is waking up, and that's a good thing. Psalm 107, and we do look forward to your calls this morning. We're believing that God is going to provide abundantly above and beyond what we could ask or think, because God is the God who gives it to an overflowing cup. God doesn't have a shortage this morning. Some of us may look at some shortages, but God does not have a shortage, so we are trusting in him. Psalm 107, verse 1, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. Tell others he has saved you from your enemies, for he has gathered the exiles from many lands, from the east and west, from the north, the south. Some wandered in the deserts, lost and homeless, hungry and thirsty. They nearly died. Lord, help, they cried in their trouble. And he rescued them from their distress. He led them straight to safety, to a city where they could live. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and for all his wonderful deeds to them, for he satisfies the hungry and fills the hungry with good things. Now, there's a lot more in this psalm than we have gotten to so far. That's just the first nine verses. But I want to just call your attention to the opening verses that we are to give thanks to the Lord. And so we choose to do that this morning. We lift up a shout to the Lord this morning. I trust that your feet are dancing feet this morning, that your heart is full of the goodness of God, and that you have been counting your blessings instead of mounting your problems. Some people mount their problems. They just put them right in front of them. They decorate their house with their problems. They decorate their mind, decorate their day with all the problems of the world. But not so for us. We are going to lift up a shout to the Lord. We're going to fill our heart, our mouth, our mind, our business, our car, our homes. Let's fill it with a shout to the Lord, because the question is, has the Lord redeemed you? Did not the Father love you and give his Son to purchase your life? He has done this. And since he's done it, then tell somebody about it. What do you think about that, Dave?
That's powerful stuff. Absolutely true.
That's good stuff.
It would turn our lives around if we did more.
Amen.
That.
Amen. We used to sing that. I've been redeemed
yeah.
by the blood of the Lamb. I won't try to sing this morning. It's a little early to try that, but most of you'd say it'd be best not to try that anytime, Jonathan. So I'll stick to what we need to do. And so for those of you who are calling in this morning, those of you who are just tuning in, yes, this is a week of miracles wherein we are trusting God to provide the $30,000 shortfall that is needed to assist us in covering the cost of operations for the next 3 months. And so God has done tremendous things, David, for us to have the pledges that are coming in month after month, to have the donations that are being mailed in. If you know, when we look at what we've gone through as a nation, what we've gone through in our churches, we've gone through in our families, and realize that for the next 3 months, if everyone continues to give as they've already committed to, we're just $30,000 short of meeting this six-month budget, and we need to raise that. And so we're just coming to you, asking you, would you pray with us? Would you believe with us? Would you ask God, what would you have me to do? What can you do this morning? We're not asking one person to take care of this whole thing. We're just asking you to ask the Father, is there anything you would have me to do? And Karen, that's all all God wants of us.
That's right.
Just that's right.
Obey whatever he tells you.
Nothing more, nothing less.
That's right.
Nothing less. Okay, you can reach us right here this morning. We have open lines and we're looking for your call. The number is 888-221-8990. Can you be a part of this week of miracles right here at WCNO? Can you give something today, this morning? Someone may want to say, listen, I'll be a $100 giver. You know, if we had 300 givers of $100, that would just take care of it. So maybe somebody would like to give $100. Someone may want to give $33, $34 a month, and over the next 3 months, it would make up $100. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could do that. Maybe you could give $33, $34 this morning. Maybe you could give $25 over the next each month, 3 months. That would be a tremendous blessing. Maybe $5 a month. I don't know. And maybe there are some $1,000 givers. We would only need 30 of those. There may be $4,000 or $5,000 givers that are listening this morning, that God's touching your heart and you would like to give some matching funds. You'd like to stir up a little bit of excitement here and give $1,000, call other people to join you as a partner. There may be someone that wants to give $5,000 this morning, David. Maybe God has blessed you abundantly. And you know that this is good seed, because here at WCNO, what we do is bring you the gospel in word and also in song. And speaking of song, we have a couple spots here that we're going to listen to, and then we're going to get to a song, and it's called Just Three Nails. So we're going to roll to a couple spots, little promotional spots. We're going to perhaps be bringing you some of our underwriters, a little bit of chit-chat today with some of our family, and we'd love to talk with you as well. Give us a call. The phone lines are open.
Did you hear the good news?
Of course, there's our ID. We'll just give that one more time here.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.